Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, I'm very excited because we're about to talk about one of my favourite foods, and that, of course, it's no secret, is cheese. And I've got to admit, I don't know a lot about it. You know when you go out for dinner and people start talking about the different types and what have you? I just love eating it. I find it one of the most pleasurable experiences is eating cheese. Yes, there is always room for cheese. And that's the title of a new book by Chef Colin Wood. Colin, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks very much for having me, Warren.
What is it about cheese that makes it such a pleasure and a bit of a comfort to eat?
It could be numerous things. It is quite addictive in making it and enjoying it. For me, there's a chemical compound, amino acid, called tyrosine, which is in like those really aged cheeses, you know, those really salty crystals that you get in hard cheeses. Yeah, to me, that is like a drug, something that you just keep wanting more of. Oh. So I think, when you're eating cheese like that, that's where it is the sweet spot for me.
That's why we can't stop eating it.
It is. It's true, yeah. And, you know, I think the other thing is there's so many different kinds of cheese. You're always trying new things, new flavours. Yeah, I don't want to say the world's your oyster, it's more the world's your cheese. Really?
Now, before we get on to the different types of cheese, in your book, you talk about making cheese. Is it difficult? Can anyone do it at home?
I think anyone can do it, to be honest. Like, yes, if you want to make a really good cheese and do things in a really special way, that will take you a lot of time, practice, working with really well-respected cheese makers. But to make something simple and fresh at home, it's pretty easy.
What sort of cheese could we make at home?
I think the easiest one would be like a yogurt, which a lot of people do at home, but there's another one which I have a really soft spot for in my heart. It's called fromage blanc, so fresh white cheese. It's basically cooked similar to yogurt. It does have rennet in it, though. You culture it and then set it with a little bit of rennet overnight until it ferments and separates into curds and whey, and then basically just scoop the curds off. You can either drain them so they become a bit thicker, or you can eat them fresh like that, which I like to do as well.
Oh, yum. Now, let's say we've got guests coming over, Colin. What's the best way or the simplest way to build a mouth-watering cheese platter that will impress? What are the must-haves that should be on that platter?
I think it's that quality, really. I mean, like most things, if you want to really wow someone, like, pick the best quality cheese that you can find and the best condiments that go with it. I talk about it in the book about making your own thing. I think that's a very, very good way of impressing people, is going out, finding something that's really special, really unique, and then trying to match it with something that you really like. I think there's a lot of different flavour profiles and a lot of different combinations and unique ones. And the ones that I've learned overseas really translate here as well. Like, I've talked about it in the book, you know, South American cheeses and the condiments that they use are very tropical. So you could use something like that as well here, like mangoes and things like that go really well with cheese.
We're chatting with chef and cheesemaker Colin Wood about his new book, There's Always Room for Cheese, which we know there is. When it comes to serving cheese, Colin, can you give us some tips? Do we need to get a special cheese knife and a cheese board? What is the key to serving cheese?
I think the biggest thing that you should be thinking about is the temperature of your cheese. As you were talking about before, those salty crystals and things like that really come alive when the cheese is at an ambient temperature. It's where it probably was aging, around the 13 to 14, 15 degree mark. If coming straight from a fridge, you're not going to get those flavor profiles, and the fat's not going to wake up, it's not going to melt in your mouth. So I think temperature is a really big thing when you think about serving cheeses. Also, how you're cutting it. If it's a wheel of cheese, you want to cut into wedges so you're getting the whole range of the aging process, so from the inside of the cheese to the outer. If it's a square cheese, just looking at the way that you're cutting it and serving it. Also, like how you're eating it, how it's dissolving in your mouth, like Gruyere and things like that really like shaving. So it opens that really central mouthfeel up when you're putting it in your mouth and tasting it. I think just think about how you like to eat cheese and really, you know, evolve that way.
Well, I've been eating the Gruyere wrong because I've been cutting off huge chunks and shoving it in my mouth. So I'm going to start shaving it.
That's the other thing I talk about in the book. Like, rules are supposed to be broken. Like, if that's how you enjoy eating it. But I think also trying new ways. And, yeah, I think that's been my journey with cheese and chefing, is always just trying different combinations in different ways. But, yeah, I don't think there's a right or a wrong way.
Let's say we want to clear the fridge. We get home tonight. We think, you know what, we're going to throw out that plastic cheese that we've bought. We're going to start fresh. What are the cheeses that we should always have on hand in the fridge, do you reckon?
I think one of the big things, particularly in Australia and America, is Parmesan, as they call it here. Like, a really good Parmigiano Reggiano is a staple, I think. If you got a good wedge of that, some balsamic, it's delicious like that. Or if you're making pasta or you're cooking with things, you want to have a good chunk of it so you can grate it fresh. I think buying Parmesan that's pre-packaged and pre-grated
is a no-no.
As delicious as if, yeah, it's not as doesn't have that, like you were talking about before, where you get that addiction and you're tasting the cheese. I think it really elevates your cooking. But if you're talking about cheese to have on your cheese plate, I think there's some really great Australian ones coming out at the moment. There's Long Paddock in Victoria. There's a really great, really special blue cheese coming out of Victoria, Gippsland as well, called Riverine Blue. I know a lot of people don't like blue cheese, but I really suggest you try this one. Oh, it's a touchy subject with people. Some people, I was like that before. I didn't like blue cheese, but then I started to taste really good blue cheese, and it really changed my perception of it.
Colin, before we let you go, what is the biggest mistake we make when it comes to storing cheese?
Plastic. I think not only is it really bad for the environment, but it's also bad for cheese. Like, cheese is alive through all stages. Even when you cut it starts to deteriorate. So I think the best thing you should be doing is either wrapping it in a wet towel, a damp towel, not wet, something where it can breathe, keeping it in a container that has a hole in it so it's got air circulation, and then even possibly storing in a lettuce crisper. I know all fridges have the cheese thing at the top.
Yeah.
But that's where it dries out. So if you keep it in a lettuce crisper, that's where all the moisture is, so it's going to keep it moist. Keep changing your towel. Yeah, keep changing your towel as often as you need to.
So a wet towel.
Yeah, just do it damp. I wouldn't say wet.
Okay.
Like moist, like damp.
Colin, I reckon we're all going to be going home tonight, restocking our fridges with cheese in the lettuce crisper. The book is called There's Always Room for Cheese. It's by Chef Colin Wood. Colin, we're much wiser. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Warren.
Thank you, Chef Colin Wood. And the book is called There's Always Room for Cheese.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.